Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well.
Praise the Lord. Once again, you are now tuned in to Are You a Liability? It's personal. Are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. And we do come to you live from Papa Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, we have none other than Pastor Cassandra Ford. This is her second time on this worldwide platform, so we are excited to hear what God is going to say through her on tonight. I'm asking our listeners, as we always do, and especially for the first-time listeners, whether you're dialing in by phone or whether you're listening through social media platforms around the world, please get your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready, so that you can follow along with this awesome woman of God as she's ready to deliver God's word on tonight. We always open up with prayer. We're going to do the same thing again on tonight. I'm asking our listeners, if you would please touch and agree with me in prayer on tonight, because we are living in dangerous times. The word of God is, we see that the word of God is true, that there will be wars and rumors of wars, and we know that the enemy is seeking whom he may devour. So he's going around killing and stealing and destroying and tearing up everything that he can get his hands on. So we need to come into agreement in prayer, asking God to continue to lift up his hands and his grace and mercy upon us, that he will still be glorified through us, even as we are going through trials and tribulations for such a time as this. We need to be praying for the body of Christ. We're going to go to God's throne of grace and mercy right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, here we are, your children, coming together once again, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy of our praise. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth, no matter what it looks like. We thank you that you are still sitting high, you look low. We thank you that you still have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands, and you are in total control. Heavenly Father, we come now asking in the name of Jesus that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Ford and her entire family, and every saved believer all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. And Father, we come now asking that you will move by your Spirit. We know that your word is true. We see that it is being fulfilled each and every day. And we know that the enemy is on his job doing exactly what he said he'd do, coming into the earth to kill, steal, and destroy any way and every way that he can. So we now lift up all families, Heavenly Father, that are bereaved on tonight, that have lost loved ones. We still lift up all those families that lost the 18, 19 of the babies over a week ago. And we lift up all those, Heavenly Father, that are losing loved ones every day. It seems like every day is something different we hear on the news. We lift up the families of the doctors and the people that in the hospital that were shot and killed the other day. We lift up the families of the judge that we just heard on the news today. He was killed on Friday, and other people have been injured. And we know that that's not the only thing that's going on. We know, again, that you know all about it. So we lift up all families that have lost loved ones for whatever reasons all over the land. Continue to touch them. Continue to bless their hearts and their lives. Heavenly Father, let them feel your presence and strengthen them. We lift up our brother in Christ, Terry, from Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, and his mother in the loss of his uncle who made his heavenly transition. We thank you, Father, for being God, and we know that even in our hour of bereavement, we know that you are still there. So let those that are suffering and grieving on tonight, let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, your presence, that they will continue to be able to look unto the hills from which cometh their help, even during their hour of bereavement, that you will still get the glory, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We lift up all those that are sick and afflicted, whether it's in their mind, spirit, or their bodies, Heavenly Father, those that are thinking about committing suicide, those that are suffering with PTSD disorders, and whatever the sickness may be in their mind, spirit, or their body, touch, heal, and deliver, Heavenly Father, as only you can, that you will get the glory, and that after you have healed them, delivered them, and set them free, and give them holy boldness to let the world know that it was you who have healed them, delivered them, and set them free, that you will get the glory through it all, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that your word will go forth with power on tonight through your woman of God, Pastor Cassandra Ford, that if there's any listeners on the line or over the worldwide platforms that have dialed in or listening in any form or fashion on tonight, we pray that your word will go forth with power, that they will hear your word and they will receive your word, and they will open their own mouth to confess their sins and transgressions and ask Jesus Christ, your son, to come into their hearts and save them, as our prayer, hope, and desire in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray and lift up everyone that faithfully tunes into this worldwide ministry platform. We don't take it lightly or for granted. We ask that you will continue to bless them and grant them all the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought, as we always do. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, look and live with great expectations according to God's word. Once again, this is for every believer on tonight, every saved believer and doer of God's word. The spiritual food for thought, once again, says, look and live with great expectations according to God's word. I want to give a shout out real quick to my pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and my church family, the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, and which is located also in Harper Woods, Michigan, and also my former pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings, and the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. We want to lift them up, continue to lift them all up in prayer as well. So I'm asking all listeners to please, you can always go to my email if you want to send me feedback or comments. Go to my email. You can go to all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com. I welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. That's my email address once again, all lowercase, james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any songs or music played on this worldwide ministry platform. We get ready to go to our music break. And following the music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Cassandra Ford. God has blessed her. She is a part of two different ministries right now. So she has been a blessing to both ministries, and she continues to be a blessing to both ministries. Friendship House of Prayer, if I'm not mistaken, I think that's located in Lansing, Michigan. If not, people can make that correction, but I think it's in Lansing, Michigan. Friendship House of Prayer. And then she's also fellowshipping and a member of also Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, where our pastor and shepherd is none other than Pastor Mark C. Holloway, again, which is located in Harper Woods, Michigan. So right now we're going to go to our music break song. And because of what we are dealing with in the earth, the word of God said, we, the people of God, the children of God, he said, the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So that's why it's so important that we continue to cover our pastors in prayer, continue to cover our sisters and brothers and our families in prayer. We know that God is still in control. So we just thank God for this song. And we know that his word is true. He said, once we are saved in Jesus' name, then nothing and no one can pluck us out of his hands. So that's why we're praying on tonight for the music break song, Cover Me, Lord. So in the meantime, while we are praying the music break song, I pray that you will have your Bibles together and your pens and paper so you can take notes as we receive this word from this awesome woman of God, Pastor Cassandra Ford. Enjoy the music break.
Cover me, Lord, with eyes still. Oh, cover me, Lord, with eyes still. Cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me with thy shed. Oh, cover me with thy presence, hey, oh. Oh, cover me, if you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me. Oh. With thy breath. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My soul says yes. Yes. Come on, lift your voice and say it. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Sing this. Cover me. Come on, sing that with me. Oh, cover me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, cover me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Cover me, Lord. It is good to know that we're covered by the blood of Jesus. Yes, because of what we're seeing and we're witnessing in today's time, we know that the word of God has been fulfilled. So we know that we are not safe anywhere nowadays. You can't even hardly go to the house of prayer to praise God. You can't go to the grocery store. Kids are getting killed in the schools. Doctors are being killed. Even judges are being shot down. So we know that we need the Lord. And that's why we're so grateful to know that we're covered by the blood of Jesus. Once again, before we get ready to receive this awesome woman of God, I want the listeners to know that after she has concluded with tonight's message, I will be opening up the phone lines. Once she has concluded with tonight's message, I will be opening up the phone lines for all listeners that have dialed in. If you want to have a question, or if you have a question for her pertaining to tonight's message, or if you want to give her words of encouragement, you will have an opportunity to do so after she has concluded with tonight's message. So right now, I'm so excited to be, bring forth to the worldwide listeners. If you're dialing in for the first time and have not heard her, this is another awesome woman of God. We lift up none other than and present to you all Pastor Cassandra Ford. I now yield the mic to you.
Amen, and thank you so much, Brother James Brown. Thank you for the opportunity and every listener that's on the line. I do thank and praise God for the church that I am the interim pastor of at this in this season, Friendship House of Prayer in Lansing, and also giving praise and thanks to my church family, Aunt PG, and my pastor, Pastor Holloway. Peace and goodwill. I thank God for all of you, you and you. Today, God gave me a message about an hour ago, and it showed me what I needed to do. So I believe that this word will encourage you in times that we're dealing with now. Even when Brother Brown was just saying all the things that was going on the news and all the senseless killing, and I'm quite sure wherever you are right now, if you turn on your news, you will hear something that's just not right, that just don't make sense, that you're trying to make sense out of this nonsense. Like, what in the world is going on? And God gave me an answer in what to do during this dark time, during this dark season that we are going through right now. I'm going to take you just to one single scripture, and it's coming from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. I hear somebody say, that's my scripture. I can hear you thinking because you're thinking real loud right now. Isaiah 40, 31. And the word of God says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. May God add a blessing to the readers and the hearers of this word. And I just want to talk, we just want to talk a little while about mount up and soar. Mount up and soar. During this time of this scripture, during this time, Prophet Isaiah was communicating the promise of God to Israel. He was telling them how God will renew your strength. He was saying how God will give you the courage to overcome. He was telling them and pleading with them to allow God to do what he needs to do through you. He says that you will conquer every obstacle that you are faced with. Isaiah is reminding Israel. He's reminding them. He's saying these are the words of comfort was given to Israel after Isaiah repeatedly over and over and over again. Isaiah was warning them about all the wrong things that they were doing. He says, listen to me, I'm pleading with you. God is a graceful God. He will renew you. He says, what you need to do is stop lying. What you need to do is stop cheating. Stop backbiting. Stop robbing. Stop sowing seeds of discord. Stop robbing God. The prophet Isaiah here, he was saying, take heed. There will come a day of punishment. He's pleading with them. He's pleading and pleading with them. He's pleading with them to stop going against anything that's going against God. He says, you need to stop doing it now or you will experience the wrath of God. Now, God gives us grace. He gives grace to the humble, and he renews our strength. We know that by the scripture we just read. This scripture is so good. The Bible says, oh, taste and see, and I'm tasting it right now, and it's good. The scripture is referencing this eagle. He says an eagle, even in scripture, we know that the eagle, it has much strength. The eagle is the most strongest bird out there. It is our national bird, as a matter of fact. This eagle thinks on another level. We'll understand that in a minute. This eagle is not a regular bird. This eagle is the birds of the birds. This eagle is so awesome. He sees several miles ahead from where he's at. This eagle has more sense than some of us humans. When his strength and when he stretched out his wings, this eagle, it stretches 9 feet from peak to peak of his wing. We're talking about this amazing eagle. This eagle doesn't just flap and flop like a chicken. A chicken can't even get up there to soar like an eagle, because the only thing chicken do is flap and quack and talk all kind of stuff, tell all kind of lies, because they have nothing better to do but to quack, quack, quack. But this eagle soars above, hallelujah, above every circumstances, above every situation, above everything that you may be going through. We have to have an eagle mentality. This eagle has peace. When you soar above circumstances, it gives you a sense of peace. When you stretch your arms out, a sign of surrendering, a sign of peace. When you stretch forth your arms and allow God to soar you up, that's a sign of peace. That is an eagle mentality. This eagle, in fact, when the storm comes, now I know everybody on this line have had a storm in their life one time or another. And some of you are in a storm right now. As I'm speaking right now, you are going through something. If you're not going through something, you know that somebody else is going through something that's in their life, and it does not look promising. How can you encourage them to hold on tight? Don't let go. Hold on to God's unchanging hands. How can you give them, transfer that ego mentality in their spirit so they will begin to soar and not quack and flap? This eagle, oh my God, this eagle, when storms come, like unlike other birds, they run from the storm. It's just like us. When trouble comes our way, we run from it. We hide from it. We find shelter because we don't want to deal with the storm. But this eagle, baby, this eagle runs towards the storm. And you want to say, why would the eagle run toward the storm instead of running from it like everybody else? Well, this eagle says, I'm going to run and soar towards the storm because I am going to use the storm that's coming my way to lift me higher. So he says, what the enemy tried to do for your bad, God will turn it around for your good. So I'm telling you today, every storm that comes through your life, every circumstances that comes through your life, every trouble that knocks on your door, you begin to run to it instead of run from it. Because God gave you the power to overcome anything. You begin to run straight into that storm. And what you're going to do, you're going to use that storm just like the eagle used the storm to lift them up higher. The storm is going to lift you up higher because all the chaos is going down here. And when you lift up higher, you begin to soar. The Bible says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto them, unto thee. So what you're going to do is go towards the storm. You're going to face it head on. It's not going to be you. Understand that. But it's the God, hallelujah, that's in you. It's the God that's in you that's going to cause you to lift up above the storm. to soar above. So when you begin to soar above the problem, above the situation, above the storm, the circumstances, and everything else, above your trials, above your tribulations, above everything that's coming against you, God says it's peace up there. Because you're not dealing with all the nonsense. You're not dealing with anything that's unlike God. You're giving it to him. It's almost like mind over matter, if you will. And you begin to soar above everything. Like, you know what? I see that problem. Yeah, it ain't going to stop it from hurting. But, baby, I'm soaring. I'm going to still have peace. I'm going to those who don't love me. And guess what?
Yeah.
I'm still going to have my joy. Because this joy that I have, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. I choose to soar. Do you choose to soar? You got to tell the enemy, I will soar above you. I will soar above you and continue to have love in my heart for everybody, everybody. Glory to God. Imagine if this strength, your strength, just like this eagle. I'm just so fascinated with this eagle. It's my favorite bird anyway, this eagle, because of the strength, because of the mentality that it has, the way it thinks, the way it moves, the way an eagle dreams. It don't dream like no other bird. It don't think like no other bird. This eagle is on another level of dreaming, of planning, of mentality. This eagle is on another level. That's why we have to be on another level, being the children of God. He says, you are peculiar people. I called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. I called you out. Somebody didn't hear that. Out of darkness into the marvelous light. And when you have a light in your life, it's going to be storms, but it's okay, because it's almost like you see the storm will pass you over, because the storm won't last always. One thing about trouble, now I can sit here and say I done had some troubles in my life. I done had some trials in my life. I have had some storms in my life. And sometimes it's easier said than done. So sometimes you sit and you start having this pity party. But God said, go ahead and take your cry. Now get up, dust yourself off, and bathe yourself in the word of God. Because that is where you're going to get your strength. Bathing myself in the word of God. Hallelujah. I wish I could just impart this in your spirit right now, how the enemy is trying to toy with your life. He says, I just want to toy with you for a little while, but the enemy wants you dead. That's right. The enemy wants you dead. He's going to play with you for a while, and then he's going to allow something to happen to kill you. But God says, because I got all power in my hand, he can't do nothing to you that God won't give him permission to. And if God gives him permission to allow a storm to come your way, if he allow a storm to knock at your door, if he allow the storm to blow down your house, God says, I have something better for you, because all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. This eagle is so fascinating that God even talks about it in Deuteronomy 32. He talks about how the eagle stirs the net so he can push all the baby eagles out, because they done got too comfortable there. Watch this. I'm going somewhere. They done got too comfortable in the nest because mama been taking care of them, feeding them, bathing them, making sure they all good. So now when the eagle, it's time for them to fly, they don't want to fly. They don't want to get out there. Sometimes we struggle with a fear of failure. Well, I'm not going to do that just in case I might not work it. Well, nothing beats a failure but a try. So the eagle here in Deuteronomy, God allowed the eagle to push the baby eagles out. And when they get out, they fall. And that's what we do. We get out there and we fall. there's a lesson. Through every tribulation, there's a lesson. And guess what? Through every heartache, through every tear, there is a blessing. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The more you go through, the more you will receive. The bigger the blessing. Hallelujah. I thank God for that. I'm not just telling you something I read in scripture. I'm telling you something I experienced in life. And I may as well say I'm experiencing right now because I'm still going through something. But I know God told me to stretch out my hands, stretch out my wings, and he will lift me higher above all the circumstances and situations that comes my way. God is a good God. Go ahead and shout out. I can't hear you, but you can hear yourself. Go ahead and say, God is a good God. I am
God
an eagle.
God is a good God.
Start confessing
yes,
that. Decree and declare, I am an eagle. I have eagle mentality. The enemy don't
yes,
want you to
yes.
say that. Let me tell you that right now. The yes. enemy don't want you to say it because the enemy is a hater. I said it. Yes, I did. The enemy is a hater, and he don't want to see
yes,
no good thing come to you. But when you start standing on the word of God, he can't
yes.
do nothing with that. Like the songwriter said, you can't touch this. You can't touch this. So when you have this ego mentality and the ego is making the birds, the baby nest, the baby eagles get out of the nest and kicking them out, they are going to go through some things. And what he's doing is moving them. That's what the eagle mama is doing. He's moving them. That's what God is doing to us. He's moving us. He says, I want you to get out of this nest. You're too comfortable right here. And sometimes we make ourselves comfortable in an uncomfortable situation. I'm going to
yes,
pause right there. Meditate time. Pause and rewind. Sometimes what we do, we allow ourselves to be comfortable in an uncomfortable situation because we've been uncomfortable for so long. Getting out and being comfortable don't even cross our mind. But today it is time. It is time that you develop an ego mentality and start to soar above whatever the enemy is trying to attack you with. He might be trying to attack your body. No, I will believe the report of the Lord. Yes, I will.
Yes,
and by his stripes, we are healed.
I'm healed.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So the enemy, this eagle, he pushes out the baby. He pushes them out so they can learn how to fly. And God is saying, through our circumstances, through our trials and tribulations, he want to push us in other areas so that we can move. The problem is sometimes with the children of God, we don't want to move. We get in one spot and we get comfortable and we say, this is what we're going to do and this is it. I'm going to do this to the day I die. God said, because I got much work for you to do in the kingdom of God. But we get too comfortable. So God says, wow, you won't move, man of God. You won't move, woman of God. So God allows a storm to come your way because the
yes.
storm comes. Pushes you out and make you move to another area. And God said, that's where I needed you to be in the first place. And now you see doors open up. He said, I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. So let's say this. If you got room for more blessings right now, then this message is for you. Because he says, I'm going to give you blessings that you won't have room enough to receive. Well, I still got some room, so I ain't there.
I know that's right.
I know you all still got some room, too. If you just
yes,
can't
sir.
Stand no more blessings, like, stop, God, stop. Man, I tell you, blessings would begin to chase you. That's how God says, I want you to be in my will, in the will of God. He says, I'm going to give you your heart desire. Well, if he won't give me my heart desire and everything I want, it's just one thing we don't understand. Our desires have to be in alignment with the will of God. So
amen.
We'll have everything we want. God says, I have you covered. Don't even worry about it. Sometimes we got to tell our dark situations and our nighttime. We got to tell nighttime, night-night, bye-bye, bye Felicia. That's what we got to tell our dark area. And then we got to, God says, if you do that, I'm going to give you light. And he said, then you say, good morning, light. Hello. Oh, come through, light, come through. That's what we got to start saying. Speaking it in existence. That's
yes.
what the enemy wants us to set up at. He don't want us to talk like that. The enemy wants us to say, poor me, have a pity party, and think about everything that's wrong instead of everything that's right. Think about all the problems that we're encountering instead of thinking about the problem solver. When issues come in your life, you know what we ought to do? We ought to just praise God. And what we do by doing that, we fool the hell out of the enemy. Because the enemy say, I'm allowing this to happen because you're about to be sad. You're about to be crying for years. Oh, you ain't going to get over this one. Woo-wee. I'm going to make so-and-so have a way with your wife, have a way with your husband. I'm going to make your children just curse you out. I'm going to make whatever the situation is, because there's nothing new under the sun. God said, don't you worry about a thing. You begin to praise God, because he says, in everything, give thanks. Lord, I thank you. And you know what? Sometimes it's hard. It's just like when my husband passed away a couple years ago. It was devastating to me. But you know what I did? I muscled up enough strength because I had enough sense to say, Lord, I thank you. Through my tears, yes, Lord, I thank you. Through my pain, God, I give you glory. And that's what we have to do through every trial, through every situation, through every circumstance. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I adore you. Lord, I give you praise. Lord, I lift my name. I lift your name up on high. Lord God, I worship you with open eyes. I bow down before you because you're kings of kings. You're Lord of lords. Lord, you are the one that make a way out of no way. Father God, thank you for sitting high, looking down on me. Thank you for covering me. Thank you, Lord God, for loving me when I didn't love myself. Lord, I give you glory. We got to start giving it to God every day we wake up. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I adore you. You're kings of kings. Lord, I thank you. I invite you in. We got to have a atmosphere that God is welcome in. God is telling us this today. He says, I want to get in your heart. That's what the Lord is telling you today. He says, I want to get in your heart. He says, what I'm doing is this. I'm knocking at the table of your heart. He says, and when I try to open it up, I look in and I said, oh my God, this is what God is saying about us. He says, I can't get in there. I can't get in there because I can't dwell in the unclean spirit. It's just too much unforgiveness is in there. Too much jealousy is in there. Too much of this and hatred and that and this is in your heart where it's unclean. So we're walking around and we can be churchy all we want with unclean spirits. But God says, you don't have faking it until you make it. God says, surrender unto me and you will have made it. It's that simple. It's just we have to use a conscious decision to do so. God is great and greatly to be praised. He is our friend. He's a friend when you don't have a friend. A mother when you don't have a mother. He's a father when you don't have a father. That's your bestie right there. That's your bestie.
Yes,
we talk about, oh, that's my BF, that's my... No, God's your bestie. Because God's covering you when you sleep. He got you covered.
Yes,
this
Lord.
Eagle. This eagle, baby. This eagle. We have to take heed to this eagle and have an eagle mentality to soar up, to mount up. We got to prepare ourselves, get ready to mount up. And what mount up is to ascend. That's what it means, to ascend, to rise above. That's what we want to rise above any nonsense or any mess that comes our way. And we cannot let mess come through the telephone, through our ears, in our spirit. Because we good with that telephone. We good telling folks about other folks. We good telling on other folks' business, but we don't want to tell our business. And then we want to sugarcoat it. We want to sugarcoat it. Brother Brown talk about, well, we just going to pray for him. After you done dog me out, no thank you. Bye, Felicia. We don't want to hear. No, you better take your cares to God, and he will give you strength to stand the cares of this world. That's what
witness.
You do. The Bible says, trust no man. Yep, trust no man. All your trust and God. The reason why you say, why God say trust on man? You got husbands, you got wives. Why God say trust on man? Because as long as man is in the flesh, he is subject to fail you. So you can't put all your trust in man. We can't do that. We got to learn to trust God and learn to give things over to God, and he will open up the peace of heaven, the love of heaven, and the joy of heaven. He will let it loose in our spirit. So I'm thanking and praising God for that. We got to get hold of this ego mentality. It is a distinguished bird, and it is so different. It's so set aside. This ego, it loves when it's not loved back.
Yes.
This ego have the mentality of peace when it soars, the joy when it soars, even when it's hurt, even when it's in pain. And it's not like we're being ignorant to the fact. I know we are living in times like this where it is hard. I'm doing more funerals than I'm doing weddings right now. It's like you're doing so many counseling sessions right now. People are hurting. People are bleeding. And when you give them Christ, they need that microwave quick fix. And God says it's a process. God is telling you right now, I'm talking to you. I ain't talking to nobody else. Don't think about nobody else on this line. But this is for you. God says, I have you in a processing chamber. I'm processing you. So you are going through hell and hot water. It's okay. Just know that the hand of God is still over you. He said, even if you lay your bed in hell, I will be there. He says, allow me to process you. I'm processing you right now. And when I process you, guess what? It hurts. Taking out some stuff that's in you. And I'm putting on some stuff that you need to be wearing. I need you to wear the garment of love over everything. Even when people hurt you, can you love them? Can you genuinely pray for them? I have to be honest with you, saying sometimes I don't want to pray for them. And if I start praying, if it's too quick, I'll be, Lord, send your wrath on them. Hurry up. Do it right now. I'll be saying other stuff if you're not rooted and grounded in Christ.
You got that right.
Start praying for folks. We got to start loving folks in spite of what they're doing. And I know it has been some stuff going on in all of our lives. But the Bible keeps, I'm reminded again that if I be lifted up, he says, if you lift me up, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto thee. Whatever the devil meant for your bad, God says, don't worry, baby. I'm turning it around. For your good in due season.
Yeah.
In due season, you are going to reap what you sowed. You have to understand that. So whatever trouble come your way, just start shouting, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know why you allowing this to happen to me, but God, I give you the glory. I still thank you, oh God, and I'm still going to have an equal mentality. Father God, I'm going to lift up my voice unto you because you said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And because I have been redeemed by you when you hung, bled, and died on the cross. But the thing is, you gave up the ghost, but you got up in 3 days with all power in your hand. And because of that, I will give you the glory. Because there's nothing that I've been through or any of you been through that can compare. Hallelujah. So what God went through when he was on the cross.
Your
Jesus. Says, I am on your side. I am on your side. Only thing I need you to do is continue to hold on to me so I can take you higher. Continue to hold on to my unchanging hand so I can take you higher. And in the midst of holding on while you're going through, he says, don't forget to give me the glory. Only thing you got to do is start thinking about the goodness of Jesus. I know some of your family member has passed on. Some of them was gunned down, just like mine. My nephew was gunned down a couple months ago at work, all on the news. Yeah, it was hard. I did the eulogy, and I was ready to pop off, even myself. Yes, I was. Sis was crying. But then I came to my senses and said, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the 27 years he lived. I thank you, oh God. I thank you for his unborn child that he would never meet. But I also thank you for the two he has, his fiance. I begin to thank God for the memories. And sometimes it's hard to do when the wound is so fresh. But time, God says, give it time. I got you covered. I'm processing you. You don't have to worry about a thing. Only thing I want you to do is start sowing. And you got to grab hold to him, grab hold to that angel like Jacob did and say, Lord, I won't let you go until you bless me.
You bless my soul. Yes,
you got
Lord.
To have that holding on spirit. I won't let you go, Lord, until you bless me. You have to have that eagle mentality that he flies like no other, love like no other. Even the love that the eagle makes is in the air. Now, you can't beat no love making in that. The eagle make love in the air. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. All right, now, this eagle is just something different, I tell you. And we just want to, I just want to say thank you, God, just for another opportunity to share because he's good. Once again, the scripture, Isaiah 40 and 31, just talks about, he says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run, they shall walk and not faint. Do you have a yes in your spirit? Are you a liability or are you an asset in the kingdom of God?
Dear God, Mom. That's right.
Come on, somebody. God is good. Mount up and soar. Amen. If you receive something out of that, just go ahead and say hallelujah in your own way.
Hallelujah.
I don't hear you, but go ahead and tell the Lord thank you because he's good.
Thank you.
He's good. Amen. Amen.
Yes,
may God
is.
Bless you all real good. Amen.
Amen. Likewise. Thank you so much, Pastor Ford. I really thank you for this word on tonight. I received every word, and I know I'm not the only one. I know we have a lot of listeners on the line that have received this word and those that are not on the line but are listening through worldwide platforms all over the world that have received this word on tonight, a much-needed word for such a time that we're living in on today. So right now, I'm going to give the listeners an opportunity that have dialed in. I have just opened up the phone lines. All the phone lines are open right now for any listener that may have a question for Pastor Cassandra Ford pertaining to tonight's message, or if you want to give her words of encouragement, the phone lines are open. You have an opportunity to do so now.
Praise God in the highest. I thank God for this word because from the beginning to the end was nothing but confirmation for me. I thank God for the way that he used this woman of God. The way that he gave that word, it was just piercing my side. So I know what God is doing for me. And I thank him for his word to her. I love you, my sister Cassandra. I love you.
God,
this is Kara.
God bless you. Oh, amen. Love you too, darling. God bless you.
Thank you so much, sister Kara. Anyone else?
Yes.
Amen. The
okay,
phone lines are open.
Amen.
Yes, that was a good sermon tonight. Thank you so much, Pastor Ford. We all needed that.
Amen.
Pastor
That's
Ford,
real good.
Pastor Ford, that was a wonderful message. But I got a little something against you. You fooled around and made every smoke detector in my house go off.
Oh my God! now look, I'm telling you, I'm stealing that before somebody else do. I'm telling you, I'm stealing that.
Oh my God!
And be encouraged. I mean, you was on fire tonight. You made the smoke detectors in my house go off. I got to change the batteries now. Thank you.
Oh, Lord,
have mercy, Jesus.
God bless you. God bless you.
Oh my Lord! Praise the Lord!
Praise
the Lord!
I've been meditating on that all night long.
Uh, Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Anyone else? We still have a lot of listeners on the line. Anyone else?
Yeah, Pastor Ford.
Yes.
That was an old time word. I myself am fascinated over eagles. Myself.
Oh,
and I really enjoyed the message. And one of the things that I enjoy about the Holy Spirit through our obedience is that you was charged up. And when the whole thing got done, you landed. And that's just God bless you. You be encouraged, all right?
My God, thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you.
Pastor Ford, that was Pastor Norman King from the Victor's Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Okay, I'm familiar with the name. I remember you said great things about him, yes.
Yes, that's my first cousin.
Yeah, I remember that. God bless you, Pastor King. I come out that way as well. I got family out there.
All right, praise the Lord.
Amen. Pastor Ford.
Yes.
This is Minister E. Jane. How are you this evening?
Hey, my sweetheart. How are you, woman of God?
I am
That's
blessed.
That's my sister from another
blessed.
Mother, y'all.
Oh, yeah. I was blessed by that word. My God. You said
God,
something. You said we get comfortable in an uncomfortable situation.
Yes.
Come on now. That was
yes.
it right there. And God has to make us uncomfortable to make us move. That was a word right there, sis.
My
God.
Yeah.
That. And I needed to hear that today. And I praise God for you and for that message. I praise God for you, Brother James. You know, we appreciate you for the opportunity to reach out to a world that would not any other way reach through the prison. So I thank God for that. And I love you, sis. You keep on preaching, and I can't wait till we get back together.
Amen. God bless you. I can't wait either. I can't wait to see you.
All right.
You are Minister E. Jane on the phone right now who just got done speaking. I was doing a program, and one person, another pastor, couldn't make it. I called her. I think it was probably like within an hour, and I'm saying, hey, can you preach for me? It was no hesitation. She said yes, and when I said she came through, I mean, she preached like we were looking for a pastor or something. But I said, okay, I don't know how about now. I see what she's trying to do. But I have nothing to go for. Amen.
Yes,
man. Amen.
I appreciate the opportunity. You have no idea, Pastor, what you've done
Amen.
In my life. And, you know, people don't know your story. They think they do. But those close to you, they know your story. They keep you lifted
yes.
in prayer. And so
yes.
right now, that's what I'm doing for you. I'm keeping you lifted in prayer because I know some of the things you're going through. Brother
yes.
Brown, I'm keeping you lifted in prayer. I'm asking God to continue
so
to
bless my home. I'll answer the number that I say. All right.
And I'm believing God for that. So I love you both. I'm not going to hog the line because I'll talk all night about the goodness of God.
Amen.
We appreciate you
Have
too, Minister E. Jane. We love you too.
Thank
yes.
you. Have a great evening. Love you.
Love
bless you.
Likewise.
Now.
Amen.
All
praise
right.
the Lord. We love you too, Minister E. Jane. Anyone else?
You know I do.
Anyone else? Minister E. Jane, were you still talking, Minister E. Jane? I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I'm okay. I'm just saying I love you all too.
Okay. Okay. Anyone else? Praise the Lord. The lines are still open. I know we was the only one that was receiving this word on tonight. If you was blessed by this word, say something. Give God some glory. He's worthy. Well,
amen.
I did what I put. Amen. Yes. Anyone else? Okay. Well, praise the Lord on tonight. I was trying to give everybody an opportunity that wanted to speak on tonight, but we still want to give God glory, honor, and praise because guess what? He is truly worthy to be praised no matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like. We just ought to thank God for who he is and thank God that he's still in control. I love what you said, Minister Pastor Ford. This word was a powerful word on tonight. And I'm a witness, too, that sometimes God will put us in positions and situations because we have gotten too lax and too comfortable in the situations and positions that we are in. And he's trying to move us to a higher level in Christ. And we cannot get to that position if we stay rooted and comfortable in the same position that we're in. And so sometimes we have to make things uncomfortable for us in order to get our attention so that we will move and that we will be able to hear his voice through the Holy Spirit and through his word, that he can reach us and that we can hear him plainly and clearly and know our next step that he wants us to move to, that we can give him more glory, honor, and praise through our lives. So we thank God for his word. Pastor Ford, you have been through so much since I met you. I did not know you until I became a member of Peace and Good Will Baptist Church. But I thank God for sending me over to Peace and Good Will Baptist Church. I know I'm in the right place, and I don't take it lightly or for granted. I just love all my church family members. Every church that I've been a part of, my sisters and brothers in Christ, I love each and every last one of them. So we want to continue to encourage one another in God's word because we're all going through something. Your something may not be mine, and my something may not be yours, but we thank God that he's still in control. And I just, like you said in the word, Pastor Ford, he don't allow anything that comes to us that he don't give the enemy permission to do to us. And it's all that he's going to get the glory from it. So sometimes we just have to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And while we go through our trials and tests, we'll give him glory, we'll give him honor, and give him praise. And I can be a witness right now on this line, and I'm sure others can do the same, such as Pastor Ford. When my mother passed away over 16 years ago, I did not know how I was going to make it. I was crying out to the Lord, Lord, what are we going to do? My mother raised 9 children by herself, but she introduced all 9 of us to the Lord. So her living was not in vain. So I just thank God for her spirit memory that it seemed like it still happened on yesterday, but through our tears, we were still able to give God glory, honor, and praise for the woman of God, our mother, that he blessed us with to be our mother. So not only us, but others have gone through the same thing, but we're still on the battlefield working for the Lord. We're still kingdom builders in the earth, and I just give God the glory for that peace that I have that passes all understanding. So right now, anyone else, before we close the line, anyone else? Thank you, Deacon Margaret Cox. That was good right there, but you said your smoke detectors were going off. I like that. That was good. I wasn't expecting that, but that was good.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Right now, we're going to close out in prayer, as we always do. I'm asking our listeners continue to lift up all those that have breathed on tonight all over the land. We're going to continue to lift up the people in Jerusalem and Israel. The word of God said we ought to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and Israel, the peace and prosperity of Jerusalem and Israel. We want to continue to do that. We want to continue to lift up the people in Ukraine, the president, and all those people over there, even the Russian soldiers that have lost their lives fighting this unnecessary provoked war by President Putin. We want to continue to lift them up in prayer as well. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, is in the name of Jesus. We come touching and agreeing and knowing that you are God all by yourself. You are the Most High God. You have and hold all power in heaven and in earth. It's in your hands. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we know that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like. We can always look into the hills from which cometh our help, for all of our help comes from you. So now, Lord, we come and say thank you again for your grace and your mercy that you extend to each one of us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray now that you move by your spirit on tomorrow in every door that's going to be open in Jesus' name. Every man and woman of God that's going to stand on your word and deliver your word, whether it's in the household of faith or through social media platforms, moved by your spirit, Heavenly Father, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, and that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, once again, know that I love you, listeners. Thank God, and know that, as I say, I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Child.